Give us a sense of what it's like at the convention. I know those of us back here in North Carolina, we've been listening on the radio or watching on TV, but what is the feeling to actually be in Philadelphia right now?
Well, of course, it's always a great feeling to get together with a bunch of Democrats, especially 5,000 of your closest friends in the party. I think people are excited about this election, and they're excited to nominate our next president. And then, of course, once we gavel out on Thursday, go and do the important work of electing Hillary Clinton as our president and Democrats up and down the ballot.
I think obviously yesterday the big story, especially early on, was sort of the rumblings from some of the Sanders supporters. I know California delegation especially, and some others with those early speeches, and that kind of diminished as we got later into the evening. Cory Booker delivering that great speech, Michelle Obama, and then of course Sanders himself there at the end of the night. What's the sense in Philadelphia among the delegates in the room, in the convention center, and sort of out and about today compared to yesterday? Are we moving more towards unity, or is there still that bridge left to cross?
Well, I certainly think that we are moving towards unity, and I completely understand folks who are disappointed with the outcome of the primaries. However, Hillary Clinton will be our nominee, and at the end of the day, we all have to realize that the differences between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders pale in comparison to the differences between us as Democrats and Donald Trump, and just how radically different those viewpoints are in terms of plotting a new vision for America. And I think that a lot of folks are coming around to that, and I see it in our own delegation. And I believe that we will continue to see this unifying process play out. And by the time Hillary formally accepts our party's nomination, I do believe we'll be a unified party.
Speaking with Matt Hughes, who is Orange County's Democratic Party chair up in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center this week as a Clinton delegate at the DNC. And Matt, as we get into the general election campaign, Clinton versus Trump, Hillary Clinton's got to make the case to, I think, two different groups of voters. You've got the people on her left who may have been Sanders supporters and maybe a little bit reluctant to support someone who's a little bit closer to the center. And then you've got the people to maybe her right who might ordinarily be inclined to support a Republican, but in this case, with Donald Trump being as far to the right as he is, beyond even conservative, they got to make the case to them that Clinton is the better choice. So as a Clinton supporter, as a Clinton delegate, how would you go about making that case simultaneously to two different groups?
Well, simultaneously, you have to point to what she's done so far. So for our friends who are to the left of Hillary and may have supported Bernie in these primaries, she has to make the case that that we have a very progressive platform that's been adopted, that in large part was because of the issues that Senator Sanders brought up during this campaign. But I also believe that those viewpoints are not much different from her own. So I think that's a really easy sell, that we can unify on a progressive platform for the Democratic Party and for a Clinton administration. On the other hand, I think that you look to her selection of Tim Kaine as her running mate as a signal to more centrist voters, including maybe some disaffected Republicans out there, that she is going to be a steady hand that governs, and she's going to have a partner that's going to be a steady hand with her in that administration, and that this is going to be an administration that's going to be focused on solving issues in a pragmatic and thoughtful way. And I do not think that that's what you see coming from Donald Trump, and I don't believe that's what you see coming from a possible Trump-Pence presidency. And I will say, I do know that there are folks who are upset with the process and maybe inclined to vote for Jill Stein in North Carolina. You have to write her in, or vote for Gary Johnson. But I think that those protest votes will only allow someone like a Donald Trump to come closer to the White House. I really believe that anyone who's progressive-minded in North Carolina and in the United States must really unify behind Hillary and really support her. And then when she takes office, certainly have an influence on her administration. And I think the TPP issue is just one indication that Hillary is willing to listen and Hillary is willing to fight for the issues that progressives, grassroots progressives care about.
Is that TPP issue basically off the table now? I know Hillary Clinton has sort of moved away from it. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have both come out against it, both for their own reasons, obviously. But is there are we kind of done talking about that now, or is that still an issue on the table?
Well, I don't believe that's going to be an issue on the table here at the convention. Of course, we adopted our platform last night, and there was not a plank in there specifically about TPP. Mm-hmm. But also, we have to realize that the issue of TPP, whether you support it or are against it, and I've spoken with delegates who are on both sides of that issue here in Philadelphia, there are folks who say, I may not support TPP, but I also don't want to be seen as coming out against the president. And so I think that was a really fine line that had to be walked at this convention, because that is one of his major policy, economic policies that he's trying mm-hmm. to implement in the last month that we have in his administration. So I feel like, you know, there's always that awkward dance that occurs when folks naturally will want to be against a policy point that is something near and dear to their heart, but then also not wanting to rebuke the president at the same time. I mean, that can just be an awkward situation.
And that really is how big tent party politics works in general, right? I mean, for all of the contention and for all of sort of the negative press that has sort of emerged in this primary campaign, this is basically how it's supposed to work, right?
Well yeah. I mean, I think this is how democracy works, and mm-hmm. in terms of going in and pushing policy points that you'd like to see your leaders take up and implement and put into a platform. I don't think that a platform has had this level of intense scrutiny in a very long time at the national level, and folks, I think, naturally want to see their issues, the things they want to see their leaders go and fight for, reflected in the platform. And I think that notwithstanding, though, our platform will be a very progressive vision for the country, and even though it didn't have everything that everyone would want in it, I think it's a very good and sound document.
Speaking with Matt Hughes again, Orange County Democratic Party Chair, Hillary Clinton delegate on the floor of the convention center right now, I believe at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And Matt, we mentioned tonight Bill Clinton delivering his speech and the official vote to make Hillary Clinton the nominee. What are the other highlights that we can expect tonight?
Well, we have former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who will be addressing the convention. And then we also have some of the mothers who have faced a lot of the heartbreak that we've seen over the last few years. I believe Trayvon Martin's mother will be here mm-hmm. To speak, and others, and really talking about really the vision that we have that separates us from the Republicans in terms of reducing gun violence and really making sure that our justice system is fair and equitable, and that we do not just talk that talk, but walk the walk as well, because I do believe that no matter if you're Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, I think a lot of folks can acknowledge that our justice system is not what it should be, but that we have the power to change it if we can get our leaders to have the political will to do so.
Matt Hughes again from Philadelphia. And man, I know they're going to gavel the session in the convention and its session here in a little while. Before we let you go, just getting back to your experience, what for you has been the highlight of a delegate being in Philadelphia that maybe we haven't had a chance to see on TV or hear on the radio?
Well, the thing you don't get to see is the camaraderie that we have with delegates, not just from within our own delegation, because we do meet and interact with folks from North Carolina that we haven't seen before. Some people are new to the process, and so it's really nice to meet those folks. But then also the camaraderie that we all feel when we meet delegates from other states. I've become acquainted with delegates from Texas and New York and Arkansas and all over the United States, and really coming together with shared values, shared principles, and a shared sense of purpose is really something you can't really capture on camera, other than maybe the cheering during speeches and things of that nature. But that's really the highlight of this convention.
We'll let you go now. But again, Matt Hughes, Orange County Democratic Party Chair, up in Orange County in North Carolina, up in Philadelphia this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate it.